This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of Irving Berlin's new songs. Donald O'Connor does a great routine to this song in the 20th Century Fox picture, No Business Like Show Business.
You know a man chases a girl until she catches him. He runs after the girl until he's caught. As he fishes for the girl until she's landed him. Oh, it all comes out exactly the way she thought. Uncertain. He tags along behind, uncertain, but he makes up his mind. A man chases a girl until she catches him. Ah, but don't run too fast while you are saying no. And once you've caught him, don't ever let him go.
April has everything, from All Fools' Day to resurrection services.
From the informal launching of the marble season to the annual formal debut of Big League Baseball. It is Harlequin in mood, Harlequin in costume. Doubt arrives in April, but you can still catch pneumonia if you get a mild sunburn digging your car out of an overnight snowdrift. An 18th lotus virus, known by the folk name of spring fever, infects both man and his oldest friend, the dog. I don't know about cats, except they do seem to yowl with a new note in the night. Children complain of growing pains, and old people feel a hurting of scars left by April's past. The race of man is as mixed up and confusing in April as the weather itself. Ferment rules. You really can't tell what anybody will do. The plodding white-collar peasant wears a brighter necktie. Girls flower and shiver in bright new thin dresses, and they plump in unexpected places. Bank tellers abscond. Middle-aged men run off with blondes. Housewives assault their homes from basement to attic and feel a strange urge to move every piece of furniture in the place. Bachelors smile at old maids and old maids smile right back. It's also a time when friends gone swim back into memory. And so it is that in April I think often of Ernie Pyle, a friend in four wartime campaigns who died in April. During the bombing of London, he once wrote that he couldn't stand it if he thought he shouldn't live to see the beauty of another spring. Everybody wants a fresh dream to follow. Just take pity on any April fool, because if he mistakes a phantom for a dream, it's only because he touches joy while he can. Realizing his desperate dilemma, April comes but once a year, and the supply of any man's Aprils is never endless. Well, I think what Hal had to say about wraps up that month very nicely, don't you? And now to some April-y music.
Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas what to do. You know, you've completely stolen my heart. Morning, noon, and night time too. So you're wondering what to do. That's the way I felt right from the start. Oh, Shelly, my love for you is grateful. I just wish my friends were good enough. I tell you so much more. But I hope that you come to all the things you mean to me. Give them both to me. I love you. Yes, I do. Ever them both.
Here's a song that seems appropriate to sort of wrap up tonight's doings. It's nearly this song is available under the Decca label. With the coming of the Easter season, wouldn't you like to help some crippled youngster find the joy and the hope that's the real meaning of Easter? You can, you know, just by giving to Easter Fields. Your money helps provide these unfortunate children with the finest care and the finest treatment possible. Care that can help crippled youngsters become useful, happy citizens. Just send your contribution, whether it's a big or small one, whatever you feel you can afford, to Easter Fields or to Crippled Children, care of your local post office.
Good night, Sam, and thank you very much.
The Bing Crosby Show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter, hoping you have a pleasant weekend. And be with us again on Monday, won't you?
Drama comes your way tomorrow in two different delightful forms on CBS Radio. Romance on most of these stations tells the amusing story of one day in heaven's room. A professional house guest settles a topsy-turvy love affair in typical British fashion. And Gunsmoke's action-packed daytime story is The Horse Deal, in which Marshall Matt Dillon reversal instinct. Listen to both tomorrow on CBS Radio, your best bet for outstanding drama.